Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject, we're continuing on once again with prayer, communication, intimacy, and relationship. We're doing part 6 from the 12-part series, and we're doing topic number 7. It's called The Deeper Meaning of Prayer. Prayer is walking and talking with God on a continual basis. A lot of people think, I have to go to church to pray. No, God wants you to pray wherever you are. Jesus often was on his way in ministry and he prayed in the open. He prayed everywhere possible at that point of time where God wanted him to pray. You don't have to be in church in a physical building to pray. God wants you to pray wherever you are on a continual basis. By that I mean, as you go through the day, you're doing your normal work. You can involve God in your things each and every day. I remember years ago that my wife and I went on the holidays and we got up every morning on the holiday. We were down by the beach and would have breakfast out in the balcony and we'd be praying. Everything seemed okay. There was no problem. Nothing particularly happened. We just prayed. Anyway, when we came back home the next week, everything went really well. And I said to my wife, I don't understand why everything's going so easily. It feels like God is in the situation each and every day. And what God said to me in my spirit was, yes, Gary, because you spent time with me in the morning, I'm now spending time with you in what you do during the week. It's very simple. Prayer is communication with God, building up a relationship with him, to talk to him all the time when you possibly can, to involve him in your work, in your ministry, in your finances, in your marriage. It doesn't matter what it is. Praying is talking to God. And also remember, prayer is a two-way communication. It's not just one way, like, I'm here, God, today. I'm going to speak to you. This is what I need. This is what's happening to me. Thank you, God. I'll see you next week. Prayer is a two-way dialogue. It's a two-way communication. We talk and God listens. God talks and we listen. Again, I will say, prayer is more than just praying to God. It's walking and talking with God. While God has provided various kinds of prayer to ensure every need is met, prayer is more than just a list of requests or commands. It is in prayer that we develop and start to develop an intimate relationship with the Father where we can trust him in any situation by his word. As we talk to him, share with him, open our hearts to him, and discuss thoughts and feelings with him, the Holy Spirit brings us closer to God. He will reveal himself in a greater measure. We will grow more insensitive to his voice. Through relationship and confidence and trust in him grows. We can pray continually throughout the day in small amounts as just having a conversation with a friend. It's very important also to develop a friendship with God. God's after not only a deeper, intimate relationship with you, but friendship as well. And we see that in the scriptures where certain of the old saints were called friends of God. As we pray more often in the spirit or speaking in tongues, it develops our spirit person to a point where we recognize and respond to him more readily. In other words, we become more sensitive to hearing his voice or hearing his leading. We will start to receive greater revelation of the word of God and the anointing in our lives will increase as we pray in tongues. In prayer, we start to grow back into intimacy and trust that God intended for us to have right from the beginning. And we see this in the book of Genesis, where he spent time in the garden with Adam. God is after that intimacy and trust once again. He wants intimacy with us, so we will trust him. God wants to do mighty works through the believers here today on the earth and through the ministries, but he needs the intimacy and the trust built up in the integrity of his word and who he is. It is in prayer that we begin to know him and learn to love him more and to trust him. It is in prayer that we can praise and worship him for who he is and what he has done for us. When we come to God the Father in prayer, we don't have to have something on our list that we need from him. We can come to him simply and say, Father, I'm coming to you today in prayer and relationship and communication. I just want to say how good you are, how lovely you are, what you've done for me. I just love you, Lord, and there's nothing I want. I just want to spend time in your presence. Talk to me, please, Father. What is the deeper meaning of prayer? Very simply, communication and intimacy. That's what God wants. He loves you so much. He's waiting for it. but it's up to you. God will not push his way into your life, into your prayer life, or make you pray. He wants you to come to him with a longing and a desire to say, Father, I'm here to talk to you today. I want nothing. I just want to be with you in your presence. That's what he's after. Once again, I thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this message on the deeper meaning of prayer. The next message coming up will be part 7 of the 12-part series, and the topic will be number 8, the life and ministry of Jesus, followed by the topic number 9, hypocrites love to pray. Thank you and God bless.